What is up? Hey there. Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Oh my gosh. I'm so relieved to be able to bring this episode to you, and it's really important. So I'm so glad you tuned in. This Quick Tip Tuesday is a very personal cautionary tale about the volatility of your social media. So let's start with a story. On July 8th, 2022, we logged into our Insta Club Hub Instagram account. That account at that time had 62,000 followers. It's an account that we had started earlier this year. It's an account that is devoted entirely to helping people grow their Instagram account. So we're always offering tips, sharing, you know, the latest trends, just helping people understand what it takes to grow their Instagram account. And that's the only thing that that account focuses on. It is truly the definition of a very niched account, which explains why it grew so fast. Okay, so anyways, on July 8th, we logged into the account and couldn't log in, actually. We couldn't log in because the account had been suspended. And we're like, what? Why would this account be suspended? We went through the disagreement process because they don't tell you why an account has been suspended. So, of course, we're, you know, just trying to figure things out, and no response back. And this happens every day at Instagram to hundreds of thousands of accounts. It's part of their cleaning process. Some of it is absolutely just automated. It sometimes happens based on complaints. It can happen if they sense or believe that you have violated their community guidelines in some regard. Anyways, we could not figure out why in the world this account would have been suspended. So then we sent an email back to support. Of course, did not hear anything. Next, we emailed we have a concierge contact because of my relationship with Instagram, Brock's relationship with Instagram, advertising. We started emailing basically everybody that we could, seeing if anyone could help us. Then we started reaching out to friends who have humongous followings on Instagram. Do you have anyone at Instagram who might be able to help us with this? And we started reaching out to their contacts. On July 11th, we then tried to log back in. And when we did that, we received a notification that the account had been disabled for impersonating someone. No explanation. No idea who we were supposedly impersonating. You know, it's possible because on that account, we post content that Brock and I have created. We also, with the permission of other creators, promote and share content from other people who are Instagram experts, you know, because we believe all ships rise. So we have no idea who or why or what they thought we were impersonating. There was just no explanation. So we appealed that, the account disabling, and we sent an appeal and two more emails. No response. Of course, there's no phone number to call when these kinds of things happen on Instagram. Okay, so how do we use this account? We use this account to basically serve as a lead magnet. We use it to attract people who are trying to grow their Instagram account because they are business owners or people who want to monetize their Instagram. We use the Insta Club Hub account to communicate with our members. So we have an online community. We've got a membership program that is specifically just for people who want to grow and monetize their Instagram account, right? And so they start following this account. They get acquainted with Brock and myself. They come to, you know, watch the content on a regular basis to learn these tips and tricks for growing their Instagram account. And we give them that kind of information, obviously, for free. But it's pretty surface level. We're not giving them like the exact how-tos for everything that you need to know. And so what we do is we promote the fact that we have a membership, an Insta Club Hub membership. And we promote that. And that has become a very powerful vehicle for us to grow our business, our Insta Club Hub membership business. It's also a way that we grow our email list of customer prospects. And I do this too on my Instagram account. In fact, we do this on all of our Instagram accounts. We're not just selling. We're not just growing the account just so we have more numbers. We're, if you've got people's attention, ideally, you want to be able to control that contact. Ultimately, the goal is to get that person's email address because the likelihood that they're always going to see your content is very low. Less than 4% of your followers are regularly seeing your content. But if somebody's following that account, they are an ideal customer. So how do we reach that ideal customer if not on Instagram? Well, the way that we do that is by regularly promoting or giving away resources, very valuable resources or tools that we email to them. So we will say like, hey, if you want 50 different ideas for your stories, send us this word and we'll send you a link. And then when they click on that link, that asks them to enter their email address. They enter their email address and we send them the resource or the tools, right? So we use the account to grow our email list. And the email list is used to nurture the customer. It's to continually provide for them great information, useful tools and resources. It's to build a relationship with them so that eventually people are going to say like, wow, this is really interesting. This is really helpful. If this is the kind of service, if this is the kind of information that I can expect for free, I want to look into going deeper and investing in the Insta Club Hub. Why am I sharing all of this with you? Well, because this overarching strategy is what we teach our students who are members of our Marketing Impact Academy. And it's the overarching strategy that we try to share here on Build Your Tribe. We've got lots of episodes where we're talking to you about how to grow your social media. But that is because your social media should be used and leveraged to grow your email list. Doing so creates a secure foundation. And here's what I mean by that. We had 62,000 followers on Instagram, but our email list for Insta Club Hub is almost 150,000 strong. So it's almost double the amount of followers we have. And because of that, when our account was disabled, we were discouraged. We were bummed out. Of course, we tried to get the account back. Yes, it was going to be a pain in the butt to start over from scratch. But the bottom line was this, it didn't and was not going to impact our business. And that's powerful. It didn't affect our ability to communicate with our customers. Those people are already Insta Club Hub members. We didn't have to worry about reaching them because we have their email contact. We didn't have to worry about how we were going to sustain our Insta Club Hub new membership growth because we have a stronger email list than we actually have a following on Instagram. My point is this, you want to look at your social media as a way to leverage the more powerful, more permanent, more important, in my opinion, foundation to your business, which is your email list. It is 100% your email list. Because my account, my own personal Instagram account was hacked in 2015, and it was kind of a big deal at the time. It was very public. I did a lot of podcasts about it, et cetera. So because of that, people remember that my account was hacked and that I got it back, right? So whenever someone who's got a decent sized following, you know, like 100,000, 300,000, 400,000, you know, even 50,000, when somebody loses their account, inevitably, they know someone who's like, oh, you have to contact Shalene Johnson and figure out how she got her account back. And they seem to think that I must have some like magical powers or pulls or, you know, here's how you get your account back. And I don't. When people do end up getting their account back, 99% of the time, at least from my personal experience, and including the Insta Club Hub, which spoiler alert, we did get the account back. But the reason why usually is because someone knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who's like way high up at Instagram who's willing to do a favor. And you just can't count on that. We aren't even clear. We're not even sure how or why we got our account back. We just kept sending emails, emails, emails. And eventually today we received a notification that they had disabled our account by mistake and it had been restored. which is amazing. But the bottom line is it didn't impact our business. We had live trainings last week, and they were just as highly attended as any other trainings. Our sales were just as high as any other week. And that is because we built the foundation of that email list. So my big sister recommendation to you is this. Assume that you are going to lose your account. Just plan on it, right? I mean, assume that you are going to lose your Instagram account. It's not an issue of if, it's when. Just assume it's going to happen. In doing so, you will have a much healthier perspective as it relates to your social media. And by healthier perspective, I mean that you will take it much more seriously that every single week, maybe even every day, is an opportunity to grab the attention of anyone who's following you and get them onto your email list. Share with them valuable freemiums, opt-ins, resources, tools, things that people are like, oh my gosh, yes, here's my email address. I can't believe you're giving that to me for free. That is how you build passive income. That is how you leverage your social media to build a business foundation. Social media is borrowed real estate. We don't own it. It can disappear at any moment. You just never know what's going to happen. Your email list isn't temporary. I mean, I can tell you how successful, and by successful, I mean financially successful, any business is going to be based on the health and the growth rate of their email list. I've said it a million times before, and I'm going to say it again. You're going to regularly hear this message on Build Your Tribe because I'm a bossy big sister. I want you to get this right. I don't want you to make the mistakes that I see so many less disciplined entrepreneurs making, and that is just focusing on your social. If you're just focusing on your social, you are setting yourself up. It is so risky. You are setting yourself up for disaster, and you're limiting your income potential. All right? So the bottom line is this. We lost our account. We got it back, but we never lost contact with our customers. And to really hammer home this message, I've put a link to a few of our past episodes that I want you to re-listen to that are specifically devoted to building your email list. Thank you for subscribing to Build Your Tribe. Brock and I really appreciate you. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to be educational, to make it fun, and then be done. We are done. Talk to you on Thursday. Don't forget to check out instaclubhub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.
Hey, if you enjoyed the show, please don't forget to make sure you are subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. And if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursdays. And for Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you're wondering what the heck is Shalene doing? Well, you need to go find out and follow her and subscribe to her other podcast, The Shalene Show. It's about living your best freaking life, improving all things physical, your mental health, like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. It's amazing. If you would like more of Shalene with more personal content, and you know what I mean by personal content, be sure to check out her Patreon at patreon.com/The Shalene Show. Links to everything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.